Hello, and welcome to English for You. I'm Emily.
And I'm Elsie.
Elsie, have you had the idea for something before, but realized you would need a lot more help or money for it to actually work?
Yes, I have. And I'm actually experiencing it now.
Wow!
I used to dream of opening one Children English Learning Center on my own.
Wow!
I did it, but I realized not only help and money you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I also need to dedicate a lot of hard work into mm-hmm. it. Long story. How about you, Emily?
Oh, well, your story is really interesting. One that I can think of was actually when I was little instead of now.
Uh-huh.
I remember I really wanted to put on a play for my neighborhood.
That's cute.
Yeah. My friends all agreed to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized we would need a script. We need to write the play.
Uh-huh.
We would need costumes.
Costumes.
We would need to make invitations.
Invitations.
I was hoping we would have music.
Music. You need DJ.
Yeah. So anyways, it turned out to be a lot more work than I thought in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't do it myself, and it never happened.
That's a funny memory. Mm-hmm. Actually, today we'll be learning about big projects and ideas for products that rely on help from other people in order to be achieved.
That's right. Today we're going to learn about the rise of crowdfunding. So stay tuned, and we'll begin our article.
Reading.
The rise of crowdfunding. What if you could help a movie, toy, or album get made instead of just waiting to buy it? That's crowdfunding, the practice of funding a project or product with donations from a large group of people. It allows consumers to back an idea rather than just buy a product. Crowdfunding has become extremely popular over the past few years, but it actually has quite a long history. One of the first crowdfunding campaigns came in 1885 in the U.S. The Statue of Liberty was in pieces, waiting for a base. However, the U.S. and the state of New York had been unable to raise enough money to put the statue together. In a last-ditch effort, they turned to the public. The renowned publisher, Joseph Pulitzer, ran a crowdfunding campaign in his newspaper. It raised enough money from over 160,000 donors to finish the statue. There was even some extra money, which was sent as a gift to the creator of the Statue of Liberty.
So, our article begins, mm-hmm. What if you could help a movie, toy, or album get made instead of just waiting to buy it? So here we're using what if and instead of to talk about what could happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, what could happen with a movie, toy, or album? So when we are less certain about something, we can use what if plus the past form to talk about future possibilities.
Mm. When we use what if, 也就是如果某事发生的时候该怎么办, we are predicting any situations we might end up in or any problems we might be facing.
Mm-hmm.
What if this didn't work? What if I didn't have enough time for this? Actually, we have a lot of these doubts on the things we are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we see the phrase instead of in our sentence.譬如 instead of 是而不是的意思。回到文章的意思，如果你可以帮忙制作电影、玩具或专辑，而不是被动的等着去购买，那到底会是怎么一回事呢？ So next, our article explains that's crowdfunding, the practice of funding a project or product with donations from a large group of people.
Yes, and in our article, we're using practice to mean the process of doing something.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the process of funding a project.
我们熟知的 practice 的意思啊是练习，不过呢，在文章当中啊 ，practice 是实际操作、实践某个事情的意思，是一个名词哦。So we just learned that crowdfunding is the practice of funding a project, crowdfunding 是实践 fund project, funding project, 募款计划的一个方式。
Yes, and let's take a look at our first vocabulary word, project. It's a noun and it's spelled P-R-O-J-E-C-T, project.、Mm-hmm. And it's something that is planned that often takes a large amount of effort, help, and a considerable amount of money as well.、
Mm-hmm.
So the organization's new environment cleanup project needs more workers in order to make a difference. That's one example sentence you、
right.
can say.
Project 就是计划案的意思啦。Here I got a question. If crowdfunding is the practice of funding a project or a product, how can people join this? 人们要怎么样参加呢？
Yeah, that's a great question.、Mm-hmm. And we see in our article that crowdfunding uses donations from a large group of people. So a donation is any item that someone gives to someone else in order to help them.So clothes, food, and other similar items can all be donations, but here we're talking specifically about money.、
Mm-hmm.
So people give donations, meaning giving a number of dollars, to the makers behind a project or product to help them.
People can donate or to give donations, 也就是捐赠物品或金钱。Looking back at our article, we see it allows consumers to beg an idea rather than just buy a product.
That's right. And let's look at our vocab word consumers.、
Mm-hmm.
Consumers is a noun and it's spelled C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R-S, consumers. And it's anyone who buys a product or pays for a service.So we are all consumers because we are wearing clothes that we or someone else bought. Many of us are also consumers of a popular service here,、
mm-hmm.
like the MRT system.、
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at an example sentence. The store put a big for sale sign in the window to attract consumers.
Consumer 就是消费者的意思啦 And you mentioned the word customer、
mm-hmm.
C-U-S-T-O-M-E-R 顾客 What's the difference between these two words or they're pretty much the same?、
Mm-hmm. Well, a consumer, we can think all of us are consumers、
mm-hmm.
And it's because we buy things every day And a customer is someone, we can say that person who just walked into a store、oh. to buy something
所以呢这个 consumer 就是总称我们消费者那 customer 呢就是顾客比如说到一家店里面去买东西的顾客 customer So consumers can beg an idea which means to have an idea rather than just buy a product
That's right and we're using the expression rather than to mean that instead of doing things one way we're going to do it another wayOur article continues,、
mm-hmm.
crowdfunding has become extremely popular over the past few years, but it actually has quite a long history.
Yeah.
So let's look at our vocab word extremely here. It's an adverb and it's spelled E-X-T-R-E-M-E-L-Y, extremely, and it means to be an extreme degree of something.So if something is extremely cold, for example, it might、
Very、
be
cold.
So cold that something's covered in with ice, extremely cold. And for an example sentence, we can say, Martin is extremely skilled at playing instruments and plays in 3 different bands.
Extremely 就是一个副词，极度、非常、程度大于 very 这个字哦。So crowdfunding has become extremely popular over the past few years. 在过去几年来啊，这个 crowdfunding 变得非常的受欢迎。Okay, returning to our article, we see that one of the first crowdfunding campaigns came in 1885 in the U.S.
That's right, and a campaign includes specific organized activities that are done in order to achieve a certain goal. For instance, a campaign to get kids to eat healthier lunches、
mm-hmm.
might include an organization teaching about health, providing healthy lunch options, or protesting unhealthy meals served at schools.
Campaign, 活动或竞选活动 The campaign we are referring to in our article is about the Statue of Liberty. 文章中提到的 campaigns, 活动其实跟自由女神像有关 Why is that? In fact, our article says, the Statue of Liberty was in pieces waiting for a base.
That's right. It's crazy to think about of our famous statue. But let's look at the word liberty to understand a bit better. Mm-hmm. Liberty is a noun, and it's spelled L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, liberty. And it means freedom from foreign rule or independence. So the Statue of Liberty is a large green statue of a woman holding a torch in New York, U.S., which also is a symbol of our independence.
Right.
In an example sentence, we can say, the people fought in the battle in hopes of gaining liberty from their controlling government.
Liberty means freedom, 自由。The Statue of Liberty 就是位于美国纽约大名鼎鼎的自由女神像啊。The statue at that time didn't have a base, so it was waiting to be finished.Next, our article says, however, the U.S. and the state of New York had been unable to raise enough money to put the statue together. Oh no, they didn't have enough money to put the statue together.
I know. Well, let's look at that phrase first. To put something together means、mm-hmm. to make something by putting the parts of that thing together in the right way.Here, of course, the state of New York was able to put the pieces of the Statue of Liberty together in order to make the whole figure that we see today.
But they didn't have enough money to do so. What could they do about it? Mm-hmm. In order to do this, our article says that in a last-ditch effort, they turned to the public.
Mm-hmm. And a last-ditch effort is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a break and watch our clip.
Shortcut for you.
What are you doing?
I'm making Rebecca a birthday pudding.
A birthday pudding? What about a birthday cake?
Well, I was going to make a birthday cake, but then my oven broke. So then I was going to make a birthday ice cream cake, but it fell apart.
I see.
Yeah, a birthday pudding was my last-ditch effort.
Ugh, you found that in a ditch? Don't feed her that!
No, a last-ditch effort means the last possible try to do something.
I get it. So, a last-ditch effort means 最后的努力，孤注一掷。
You got it. Hey, do you want to try some of this?
I'll just let you feed your last-ditch effort to the birthday girl instead.
Welcome back. We just covered how a last-ditch effort means to do something at the last minute that you hadn't originally planned to do.
Let's go back to our article. Mm-hmm. It says the renowned publisher Joseph Pulitzer, right?
Yeah, Pulitzer.
Pulitzer.Ran a crowdfunding campaign in his newspaper.
Mm-hmm. And let's take a look at the word publisher. It's a noun, and it's spelled P-U-B-L-I-S-H-E-R, publisher. And it's a person or company whose business is in the publishing of books, computer software, or programs, stuff like that.And in an example sentence, we could say, Lenora was looking for a publisher that would print her latest novel.
Publisher 是出版商的意思啦。Publishers can help writers publish their books.、
Mm-hmm.
So back to our article, this renowned, which means famous, well-known publisher, ran a crowdfunding campaign in his newspaper. He was asking the crowd to donate money to help finish the Statue of Liberty. How did it go? Our article says it raised enough money from over 160,000 donors to finish the statue. That was really successful. Over 160,000 donors donated money. 当时有超过16万的 donors 捐赠者参加这个 campaign.
Yeah, so that means 160,000 people gave, and by that we mean donated money,、mm-hmm. to make sure the statue was finished. And our article ends by saying there was even some extra money, which was sent as a gift to the creator of the Statue of Liberty.
That's pretty interesting and lucky. They even got some extra money for the creator of the statue. 这自由女神像的创造者呢，还因此得到了额外的资助。Well, I think this is the end of today's article.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Today's For You chat question is what kind of project would you like to see crowdfunded? There are many ways to answer this question since there are so many different products and projects that can be crowdfunded. How would you answer that question, Elsie?
I think in Taiwan, there are still many schools in rural areas that don't have enough learning resources. As a teacher myself, I would like to come up with ideas or a project to help the students. Of course, I would like to join crowdfunding for the projects, right? So if people can get together and donate books, computers, projectors, and so on, I believe there will be a ton of students being benefited.
That's right. That would do a lot of good.
What about you, Emily?
Well, in the U.S., it's becoming more and more common to cut art programs if a school doesn't have enough money. So just like you, my mind's kind of on schools. I would love to see a project that provided art supplies or needed art materials to schools so that kids could be able to have those classes. I think it brings a great kind of creativity into classrooms that kids can have growing up.
Yeah, but I got a question. Were you an art major?
I was.
Yeah, that's why you're thinking about that thing, right? Yeah, that's good. And there are certainly a number of great ideas that can be helped with crowdfunding.
That's right. We definitely learned a lot about that process today, and we have a lot to think about of what we can do ourselves as far as donating to products, donating to projects, and just finding out different ideas.
Yes, and students, you can go ahead and think about how you can join crowdfunding or what kind of projects or ideas you want to come up with and to maybe to submit to an organization for crowdfunding.
That's right. And you can join us tomorrow, and we're going to keep learning about crowdfunding.
Yes. And so for now, I'm Elsie.
And I'm Emily.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The rise of crowdfunding. What if you could help a movie, toy, or album get made instead of just waiting to buy it? That's crowdfunding. The practice of funding a project or product with donations from a large group of people. It allows consumers to back an idea rather than just buy a product. Crowdfunding has become extremely popular over the past few years, but it actually has quite a long history. One of the first crowdfunding campaigns came in 1885 in the U.S. The Statue of Liberty was in pieces, waiting for a base. However, the U.S. and the state of New York had been unable to raise enough money to put the statue together. In a last-ditch effort, they turned to the public. The renowned publisher, Joseph Pulitzer, ran a crowdfunding campaign in his newspaper. It raised enough money from over 160,000 donors to finish the statue. There was even some extra money, which was sent as a gift to the creator of the Statue of Liberty.
Vocabulary Review. Project. Ben is studying the life cycle of insects for his science project. Consumer. Many consumers became upset with the shop's high prices and began shopping somewhere else. Extremely. Driving a motorcycle without a helmet on is an extremely dangerous habit. Liberty. You're at liberty to search any of the library books, but please ask before using the computer. Publisher. This publisher usually only works with children's authors.